No, I don't.
Okay. All right, now, just a second. All right. Let's talk for a little while about some insects that you might know about. What's this little insect that flies around, you know?
Skittle?
A candle.
We call them candle bugs. I don't know.
Candle bugs? Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. What are these things that come out of your clothes sometimes?
Moths.
What are these things we see at night sometimes that have a little light on them?
Lightning bugs.
What are these things that, you know, they're fairly large and they have two pairs of wings to them. And they mm-hmm. we see them particularly around here during the summertime. We see them in marshes sometimes.
Mm-hmm. I can't think right now.
And they...
I can't think right this minute.
All right. What are some of these things that make nests around
here? Birds.
And they sting, though. These are insects.
Bees.
And what else?
Well, the bees don't make nests. They have hives.
Right. But what makes a little nest that you know about?
Wasp.
All right. Wasp, what's another word?
Yellow jackets.
Another one?
Let's see, wasp and yellow jacket and a mosquito?
No. But they say, ooh, look out, here comes a bunch of what? And they sting and they hurt, too.
Ants?
No. Hornets. Do you know, do they make the nest or do they make a dirt thing?
Is it a hornet? I think they make their home out of dirt. It is called a dirt diver nest, I think.
I think so, too.
And it just has little holes where they come out.
All right. We've mentioned yellow jacket and mosquito. What are these little things that come out of the ground and they bite you, you know, and the little small insects that burrow in your skin and they raise little red whelps.
Ants.
Not ants, no.
They
just kind of bite you and you usually get them out in fields and things like that, you say.
Red bugs,
yes. Do you know how the term red bugs came
about? No, I don't.
Okay. What's another insect that just tippity hops along?
Mosquito. Flying?
No, he doesn't fly. Well, he does fly occasionally.
Bee and honeybee.
No, he just hops along. What do we call that?
I know.
It's green sometime or brown sometime.
Spider?
No, not a spider. It's a blank. Let's see. It's a little insect that hops primarily. It doesn't fly, but occasionally it will. And a lot of times they're called locusts,
mm-hmm.
but they're not locusts. They're something else. What do you call
them? I know, but I can't think of it. Save my life. I can't
call
it that.
What do we call the little thing that we use for bait sometimes? You know, the little fish that we use? What do we call
it? Minnows.
All right. When the spider makes his home, what do we call it?
Web.
All right. A while ago, I was asking you about the word. Some people call them locusts.
Yeah.
They're little grasshoppers.
Grasshoppers. Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Now let's move on into something else. The part of a tree that's underground. What do you call
root.
It?
Root.
All right. The kind of tree you tap for syrup would be a what?
Maple.
Kind of tree. All right. What do you call a place where there is a lot of rock maples growing, where you get your sugar from? What would you call a big group of these? In other words, what do you call a big group of these trees that you get your sugar from? A maple, what?
Maple grove, a maple orchard, a maple.
What? Maple grove, maple orchard?
We call it grove, I guess.
All right. There's another kind of tree with broad leaves, which are shed all at one time. With bark that peels, with little knobs of balls, and with tough wood used for chopping blocks. Do you know what this tree is?
Mm-hmm. Sweet gum, I think.
Sweet gum? Have you ever heard it called a sycamore tree?
Yes, I have.
Do you know where sweet gum came from?
No, I don't. Huh. Well, you know there is now. When I was a child, we used to go into the woods and we'd see a sweet gum tree. And it would have kind of a rosin or something oozing out of the ice, and we'd get out and